This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the 2004 election campaign, tonight is Act Two of the debate season, starring Dick Cheney and John Edwards, the Republican vice president and his Democratic challenger. The scene is set in an auditorium at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. The 90-minute event is the only one featuring the vice presidential candidates side by side.
Earlier today, John Edwards spoke briefly at a Parma, Ohio community center. He said he hopes to follow what was widely seen as a strong performance by presidential candidate John Kerry in the first debate last week.
John Kerry's message was clear, and it was unmistakable. So, we hope, with a little luck and me doing my job, that that same message will come through loud and clear tonight.
Dick Cheney did not have any public speaking appearances today. His spokesman, Taylor Griffin, says he expects a compelling performance from both candidates.
John Edwards is a very accomplished personal injury attorney. He's made tens of millions of dollars arguing in front of juries. He'll certainly probably make some very emotional arguments tonight, and they could be quite effective. The vice president will talk about the president and the vice president's vision for the country as we move forward.
That's what the candidates hope to achieve in tonight's face-to-face. As for the voters, they're looking for a variety of things.
My name is Jerry Sellers. I'm originally from East Tennessee, and I'm a superintendent on construction. I hope to watch the vice presidential debate tonight, so just curious to see who's going to come out swinging and who's going to be on the floor.
My name is Jelana. I am a stay-at-home mom. I want to hear if Dick Cheney is financially benefiting from this war, if that can be brought out a little bit.
My name's Dustin Johnson. I'm a painter. I don't know if I'll be watching because I won't have the time.
My name is Ann Boss. I am retired, and I'm from Atlanta, and I'm definitely watching the debate. The issues on Homeland Security and getting our men out of Iraq.
I'm Todd Baker. I live in Cumming, Georgia. I'm a financial analyst. I do plan to watch the vice presidential debate tonight. I think that the key thing for me is to see Edwards and his experience, or lack thereof, versus Cheney.
I'm Penny Walker. I'm from Milledgeville, Georgia, and I'm a language arts consultant. I do plan to watch because I think it, I want to see how they react when they're asked difficult questions.
My name is Eric Morris. I live in Temple, Georgia, and I'm a field engineer in construction. I don't plan to watch the debate tonight, mainly because vice presidential debate is really just not, I'm not really concerned with it. Also, I work real late. I probably won't be home by the time it's already over. So.
My name is Carol Gray. I'm a nurse practitioner here in Atlanta, and I'm not going to be watching it. I think most people have already made up their mind prior to this, and I just don't believe that what we see is actually what we're going to get.
I'm Jeannie Trotishaw from Athens, Georgia, and I work with teachers at Northeast Georgia RESA. I'm definitely going to watch it because I'm going to watch as the cheerleader to cheer for my candidate. I'll be pulling for Cheney.
My name is Dave Fines. I'm a stay-at-home dad from Kansas City. Well, tonight I want to watch Dick Cheney, and I'd like to see Edwards just kind of take him to pieces, I think.
People in Atlanta, Seattle, South Orange, New Jersey, and Kansas City commenting on what they hope to get out of tonight's debate between Dick Cheney and John Edwards.